Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, how's it going? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. But today might be a longer show. Today's show might exceed 60 minutes because we have a lot, and I mean a lot, to get into. You can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. I'm very responsive on there. I get back to everybody. If you're a little mean, I block you. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Podcasting Network, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. We are also heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, on ZRadioLive.com. And Hoppy Hour Live, this is Hoppy Radio, a.k.a. Hoppy Hour, but there's Hoppy Hour Live, the talking head show I do, and that can be found at the No Filter Network at nofilter.net. This show, it's for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in a Midwest stern city and you're grinding it out every day, or if you're on the West Coast and you're a hippie and you work a 9-to-5, and right when you get out of the office, you take off your professional clothes and you become a party boy, a party girl, whatever you identify as. Or if you're a landscaper in Florida, I want to take your mind off of the grind of everyday problems and have my show be the entertainment that changes everything, that makes everything better, like ripping into that dirty, rotten imbecile who's kind of getting a pass, that dirty, rotten creep known as Chrissy Teigen. And this is from Clever News. Oh, they're so clever over there at Clever News. That's why they call themselves Clever News, because, oh, they're so clever.
Shut up!
Got it. All right. I have a lot of opinions about Chrissy Teigen, but we'll play this news clip and I'll let you know. Oh, hell yeah, I'll let you know.
After many of Chrissy Teigen's damaging tweets and DMs were exposed, she has since issued a statement taking full accountability for her actions, which prompted even more victims to come forward and share their own harrowing experiences.
I'm not laughing at the awful experiences these people went through. I'm laughing at Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen has always acted like her crap doesn't smell. Chrissy Teigen has always acted like this perfectionist. Donald Trump is a bully. I don't like trolls on social media. And she gets exposed for being a bully. Then she gets called out for being a bully. And then she says she's sorry. Here's why I don't believe it. All the people that are Chrissy Teigen fans, which I feel sorry for you, you're going to fall for it because she's going to write this whole PR thing that she totally didn't write out. She had her publicist write out. Or, I'm sorry, I changed as a person. I want to help out the community. I know bullying is bad. I'm a changed person. I want to show it to you guys. A blah, blah, blah. She's going to go through that whole routine. But if Chrissy Teigen, even 5-4 years ago, would have said, hey, I'm having a press conference, and she goes live on, I don't know, Facebook Live, Instagram, TMZ, whatnot, wherever she goes live, she goes, hey, I want to say sorry to the following people I bullied, and then interviews them one-on-one. Then you go, okay, Chrissy Teigen feels bad about bullying and doesn't want to get canceled. But the fact that she waited until the controversy came shows how much of a hypocritical, unlikable creep she is.
Brace yourself, guys, because we've got a lot to unpack here. Yeah. But before I get into the story, I just wanted to issue a trigger warning as we will be covering heavy topics.
Trigger warning! Trigger warning! I hate that the news is doing that now. It's like, oh, you know, you might be offended by the fact that she was a bully and triggered. Dude, my generation watched Two Girls, One Cup and the Pain Olympics. I think you'll be just fine, buddy boy. I'm just saying. Relax.
It's including suicidal ideations, so please only continue watching should you feel doing so.
Right.
Just last month, Chrissy Teigen came under fire after reality star Courtney Stodden revealed during an interview with the Daily Beast that they were being verbally harassed by Chrissy and that she would repeatedly send Courtney messages urging them to take their own life.
And then we're going to defend her for this. You know what she's equivalent to? She's equivalent to that dirty rod in, what's her name? I don't want to try to make up the name. You remember a few years ago, that girl that kept sending texts to her boyfriend, kill yourself, no one loves you, and then she got like 2 years in jail? That's Chrissy. You're sending messages over and over to Courtney, who was married to like an older man at that time, and then you're going to go, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Shut up.
After the interview was published, many of Chrissy's tweets resurfaced and confirmed every claim made by Courtney, to which they even revealed that Chrissy never, quote, sought to apologize or send any kind of love my way.
That's the thing, too. No, I'm sorry because I got caught. But I had about 10 to 11 years to say I'm sorry, and you never heard one thing from me. Not one, not two. Not three, not four, if I may quote LeBron James at the decision 11 years ago. Not five championships, not six, not seven. Mm-hmm. Only NBA fans will get that reference.
Chrissy eventually issued a public apology, claiming that she tried to apologize privately.
So what the tweet says is, I have tried to connect with Courtney privately, but I since publicly fueled all this. I want to publicly apologize. I'm so sorry, Courtney. I hope you can heal now knowing how deeply sorry I am.
And in turn, Courtney posted a screenshot of their Twitter account, still blocked by Chrissy, despite accepting her apology. She eventually issued a public apology, claiming that she tried to apologize privately. And in turn, Courtney posted a screenshot of their Twitter account, still blocked by Chrissy.
Also, Chrissy doesn't want to face any of the facts. I will say sorry and not tag you, but I'll keep you blocked because I kind of want this to go away because I'm Chrissy Teigen and I've had everything given to me on a golden plate and I have the talent of a dead rat in an alley in Manhattan. But then again, actually comparing her to a dead rat is insulting the rats of Manhattan.
Despite accepting her apology, this backlash even caused brands like Macy's and Target to distance themselves from Chrissy's products, which include her Cravings by Chrissy Teigen cookware line.
I swear, good on Chrissy Teigen for figuring out that there's going to be bored soccer moms and whatever you identify as. It doesn't just matter about soccer moms. Whatever. I shouldn't have said that. My bad. Oops. But you are going to totally have people that go, oh, I need her cooking ware. I need her cooking. I need her recipes. You do realize you can go to Tumblr or Reddit and get great recipes for free. Oh, but Chrissy Teigen's got her name on the book. Oh, it must be so wonderful. It must be so good. Oh, it must be so flawless the way that she just puts her name on things. Or you could go to Amazon. I think the website's Etsy. You can get things for cheaper. But no, you got to get the Chrissy Teigen cooking line. Oh, you need it? Oh, you need it so badly.
And now, over a month after Courtney and Chrissy's exchange, Chrissy has issued yet another lengthy apology via...
Unblock the people you're saying sorry to and quit writing it for other publications, you dirty rotten imbecile.
...via Medium, taking full accountability of her past actions. Chrissy reflected on her damaging words, saying, quote, as I look at them and understand the hurt they caused, I have to stop and wonder, how could I have done that?
Because I'm a sociopath.
She added, there is simply no excuse for my past horrible tweets.
So then cancel yourself and go away forever and ever. Bye-bye.
My targets didn't deserve them. No one does. Mm. Many of them needed empathy, kindness, understanding, and support. Not my meanness masquerading as a kind of casual, edgy humor.
There was nothing funny about it. Go kill yourself. I'm Chrissy Teigen. I'll be at a comedy club all weekend long with one-liners like, you're a whore. Shut up.
I was a troll, full stop, and I am so sorry. Chrissy's...
Oh, but I thought you were the one that goes against all the trolls that you get. It's almost like she's a fake person with plastic surgery.
Response resulted in mixed reactions from present and former fans who, on one hand, commended her for taking accountability.
10 years later, when she got caught.
On the other, felt as though she made her apology about her. Her
response, of course she did. She's got no personality, so the only thing she knows about is being her, if that makes sense. She's not an entertainer. She's a beautiful woman that married John Legend and got lucky.
Also prompted many other victims of her past verbal abuse to come forward and share.
And you know when they came forward, she's like, no, I said sorry to Courtney Stodden. And John Legend's like, but you were only mean to her, right? And this is in a role that John Legend doesn't know about it. And she goes, there might be other people. Why do these reports keep coming out? It's kind of like in the movie Idiocracy when you're in the White House, remember? And they're all talking and they're like, plants make Brando. Brando makes plants grow. What do we do? And how that girl's panicking and everybody's panicking. That's how I see Chrissy Teigen when these reports come out. Why do they keep talking about me? I'm Chrissy Teigen. I should get away with whatever I want because I'm such an edgy comedian, apparently.
Share their stories of how deeply they were affected by her words. Teen Mom alum Fair Abraham issued her own statement via Medium, comparing her past actions to a Mean Girls movie spinoff.
I've never watched Fair Abraham's sex tape. I've never seen it. I would never watch that smut. I would totally refrain from it.
Off while echoing similar sentiment to fans about wrapping up her apology with a message that involves herself. Farrah wrote, as you're asking yourself, did Chrissy ever apologize to Farrah? Hypocritically as such at this time, no, she has not. As a reminder, Chrissy ended her lighthearted post so similarly as her past remarks with taking care of her family and herself. So I understand the time it will take to really be beyond her past behavior.
Now, is Farrah Abraham just as irritating as Chrissy Teigen? Of course. Well, what Farrah Abraham does brilliantly is she was a teen mom who got pregnant, who claimed that her sex tape got leaked, even though it was perfectly filmed with an actor named James Dean, who's a very prominent porn actor. And it had perfect angles and perfect lighting. Like, she's never hurt anybody. Yeah, Farrah Abraham has no talent and irritating, but it's commendable that she's just like, I'm going to be Farrah Abraham. You don't see her giving out death threats to people.
It was fashion designer and Project Runway star Michael Costello, whose statement went viral and immediately began trending after fans learned that because of Chrissy's past bullying and death threats toward him, he spent years depressed while contemplating taking his own life.
Man.
Michael took to social media on Monday, hesitant on even sharing his own story until now, writing, quote, for the past 7 years, I've lived with a deep, unhealed trauma. In 2014, I received a public comment from Chrissy Teigen on my Instagram page, accusing me of being racist. She apparently formed her own opinion on me based on a Photoshop comment floating around the internet, which has now been proven to be false by Instagram and since taken down.
And that's the problem, too, with Chrissy Teigen. She's got so much clout and, in a way, power, which is sad, that she can ruin lives. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think you do. That's why I said it.
Michael attempted to reach out to Chrissy and even provided screenshots of their DM conversations, to which she told him.
All right. Here's the DMs, because they're not really doing a good job reading them. This Michael character goes, I don't know why I said character. This guy, Michael, goes, Chrissy, can I call you? And she goes, no. I do not want to have anything. I do not have anything to say to you. You will get what's coming to you. Chrissy, I've never called anyone that, and I've never called anybody the N-word. Those were fake images. And then they don't show the rest of the DMs for some reason. She goes, good luck with that, LMAO, and see where your dead career is going. Let me see what else is here. And he goes, please call me. And then he gives a number. I am suffering from this more than you can imagine. So many people are attacking me over this. It's fake, but your comment is adding more fuel to the fire. And she goes, good. Racist people like you deserve to suffer and die. Your career is over, and I can't wait to watch it happen. What an awful person. Just saying. Chrissy Teigen, what a delight. What a cute girl. Oh, she's the worst. Oh, she's the absolute worst. I want you to leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Is there any defense of Chrissy Teigen? Is there any reason we should feel sorry for her? Let me know. I meant to press this button, but that was pretty timely.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? Oh, yeah. I used to do these live reads where I would promote the sponsors. No, I don't have a drinking problem. The sponsors of this podcast, and I would have music playing in the background, and it'd be a party. But then Spreaker was like, no, you cannot even upload non-licensed music because we're going to delete your podcast. So now when I do these live reads, it's just dry, man. Never good to go dry. This following segment, what a transition, is brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you, because I'm a man of my words, when I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best hot sauce in the whole wide world, I'm a man of my words. If you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the locations of where you can purchase it in Florida. But don't worry. If you're not in Florida, you can order online. And when you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has recipes. And when you get that nice hot sauce, I need you to do me one thing. This is just a part of the deal. Tell them I sent you. And when I tell you, they will hook you up with a great deal. Oh, they'll hook you up.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Devastated after being exposed for being a rude person.
All these celebrities getting caught being mean people, and they're like, oh my God, but we carry ourselves so perfectly on social media. It goes against what we're trying to portray ourselves as.
I'm Gabby Conti, and this is your 24/7 celebrity news.
Got it. Nice music. Party time.
Hailey Bieber says she was, quote, so upset after a restaurant hostess called her, quote, rude in a now.
Well, you probably were.
Viral TikTok video that you must most likely have already seen. In this now viral TikTok, Julia Carillon ranks her interactions with celebrities as a host.
Oh, is that the most nauseating thing on TikTok? Well, everything on TikTok pretty much is. Wow, you can do a Donald Trump impersonation? Good for you. Ugh. It's okay. I like TikTok. It just gets old. My algorithms completely think I just want to see impersonations all day. But back to my point. There's these people on TikTok that put up these like reviews. These are all the celebrities I've met. I'm going to name drop everybody. I met John Cho from Harold and Kumar, and they came by this morning show, and we all hit on him, and he didn't like it. So I'm going to give him a 2.5 out of 10. But I met Selena Gomez at a concert for the radio show I worked for. And oh, she was a delight, 7.5. And it's just like, man, How much of a talentless clout chaser are you that you have to talk and review and rate like you're Dave Portnoy doing a pizza review? I give this celebrity a 7.9. Oh, shut up. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? As his video
hostess and gives Haley a 3.5 out of 10.
That's what I'm saying. You probably thought I was making it up. No, they go, and some of them get like really literal. They're like, Mariah Carey could have been nicer. She could have been rude. I give her a 5.9. I'm like, Jesus Christ, get some talent.
Ooh, that is low. Haley.
All right. So she got exposed. Unless this happens. I think that's all the exposing we'll ever see. Speaking of this button. Speaking of this legendary sound effect. Maybe I should take a 5-minute break. No, here's a video. Why Kim Kardashian addressed the Ray J tape on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because she knows that that's why she's saying this.
Kim Kardashian opens up about her love tape with Ray J. Plus, Kourtney talks deal breakers with Scott.
2-point conversion.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with a quick Kardena roundup. Let's start with Kourtney and Scott. During the trailer for the 2-part Keeping Up reunion, Kourtney opened up about Scott's substance abuse being a deal breaker for her.
Yeah, I don't think she really wants cocaine hanging around her.
She also told host Andy Cohen that she thought her and Scott's relationship may have turned out differently if she hadn't shared so much of him.
Yeah, it seems like Mama Kardashian ruins all their relationships.
In response, Scott said, I was pretty irresponsible.
You don't say. You're also dating a woman half your age. It seems a little irresponsible.
And another Kourtney-related news, way back in the very first episode of Keeping
Way Back!
Up, we saw Kourtney helping Kim get ready for an interview with the Tyra Banks show.
Oh yeah, how relevant.
During the scene, Kourtney asked Kim why she made that love tape with Ray J, to which Kim jokingly replied, because I was horny and felt like it. Well, now a new...
And I wanted to get rich and famous, and I had no redeeming talent.
Interview with the Los Angeles Times, Kim addressed why she spoke out about the scandal then. Kim said, I do think that obviously as producers, I'm sure they loved it. And
here's why you spoke out about it. The show has been on for 14 years. That was 14 years ago that the tape came out. So you were beginning the show. No one really knew who the hell you were besides your dad getting OJ off. In more ways than one, not at all. And then literally, you had to talk about your tape because that's what was being talked about. If the show comes out in 2007 and the tape was popular in 2007, of course you're going to talk about it.
And loved us wanting to talk about the elephant in the room. And I probably...
Yeah, the big elephant.
Wouldn't have unless it was for the show.
All right. So it's the weirdest tape ever, too. He's like, yeah, baby girl. Yeah. And you're like, oh, Rachel. Ugh. If you had one wish, just go away. Which he did a pretty good job of going away. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Speaking of the Kardashians, there's one. Well, it's more the Jenner, Kendall, who keeps her relationship private. She might be the greatest of all time of being the most famous family and not really saying anything about her relationships. Yeah, she's banged a lot of people in the NBA, and good for them. Hell yeah, the Eskimo Brothers. And that's not slut-shaming at all. As she once tweeted, I do what I want with my coochie when I want. And I'm like, hell yeah, sister. But Kendall Jenner does a great job of keeping it on the down low. Yeah.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are celebrating a special milestone.
Yeah.
The supermodel and her NBA star boyfriend marked 1 year together with romantic Instagram tributes over the weekend, giving followers a rare peek at their relationship.
So there's an alleged rumor. Before I get to this, I promise the show will be more organized when I die. But there's like a video from the No Jumper podcast with Adam 22, who's kind of a sketchy guy. He looks like if he wasn't a famous guy doing a podcast, he'd be, you get the point. He'd be hanging outside of a liquor shop, helping out teenagers get booze. I'll say it like that. But he interviewed this girl that was like kind of famous at the time, and now she's got an OnlyFans, and she claims that they had like a, the Phoenix Suns were in a hotel like 2-3 years ago, and they had like group oral sex where they were all on a line, and she was just going from person to person, and that Devin Booker was first. And I don't know if it's true or not, but whenever I see him score a bucket, I'm like, hell yeah.
Kendall and Devin appeared to enjoy a remote getaway for the occasion, snapping pics at a beachside restaurant, taking a relaxing dip, and snuggling up on a private jet.
Hell yeah, that relaxing dip.
Perhaps on the way home from their trip. The couple subtly acknowledged their anniversary, writing 365 and 52 on...
Hell yeah, keep that private. You know Mama Kardashian's like, I need that sex tape, we're getting irrelevant. And Kendall's like, no, I do enough with my coochie.
Two of the photos. Kendall and Devin were first linked last spring and have kept their romance relatively under the radar ever since.
Well, Devin's a very relatively under the radar guy. He scores 70 in the... He scored 70 points in the NBA 2 years ago and no one gave him credit.
Since only making things Instagram official this past Valentine's Day.
Got it.
Though the lovebirds don't often take their affection public.
That's the way you got to do it. I show off my beautiful girlfriend every once in a while, but I never tag her.
Those close to them seem well aware of how serious things are. Last month, Kendall teamed up with Kourtney Kardashian to prank their sisters and mom Kris Jenner that the runway queen was pregnant and engaged.
And she's like, jackpot! Oh, wait.
And at least one of them totally fell for it without hesitation.
I have not gotten my period in a little while.
No!
And I was supposed to get it like last week, so I kind of got nervous and like randomly took a test.
Yeah.
And it came back positive. So I took another one, and that one also came back positive.
Ah, the good old days.
And I'm literally, like, about to cry.
That's so-
She's got no emotion in her face, and she's like, I am robot. I am about to cry.
So weird you just told me this, because I dreamed about this last night.
I'm kind of freaking out. I just, like, don't know what to do.
Well, I'll put on my clothes and get over there. Well, I'll tell you, Kendall.
What?
You know, you have to do whatever your heart tells you to do.
Yeah, do what you gotta do. Get that camera.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah, we got more Kardashians news to get into. But this following segment was brought to you by FitSage Fitness. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. He's on Instagram at fit_sage_fitness. But he's got his own app. That's how legit the people I hang out with are. I'm not hanging out. And there's somehow in some way that my cat is in the corner of this room sleeping while I'm screaming. There's somehow in some way that you might just think, oh, Ryan's going to hang out with an everyday average Joe of a workout trainer. No. Devin Prasad at FitSageFitness.com. If you're not in the Tampa Bay area, he's got virtual workouts. So you can always make it happen. But he's got his own app. All the info is at FitSageFitness.com. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. What is the meaning of life? Who is my future wife? I got the pretty good idea.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts?
Yep.
The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems.
I will.
At 856-49-HOPPY.
Oh, I will.
That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
Kanye West's birthday week, but Kim Kardashian was just gifted with an extremely disturbing package by a fan, which reportedly contained a diamond ring and something else that you're not going to believe.
Oh, man. Can you imagine being the Kardashians where you're just getting weird things from dudes all the time?
Let's get into it. Kim Kardashian's security team might just earn themselves a raise after working double duty amid a mysterious delivery sent right to her doorstep. Sources revealed to TMZ that the package, which was addressed and sent to Kim's home, was just...
God, can you imagine being that creepy? I can't.
...discovered by her security guards last week and contained, get this, a diamond engagement ring and Plan B emergency contraceptive pills. Yeah, we might never...
Yeah, I mean, I don't condone it, but that's just very bizarre.
I don't really know the message the man was trying to send Kim, but...
We kind of do, but it's slut-shaming.
We know for certain that it wasn't something along the lines of marry me and have my babies. Hence the plan B. Kim's team is currently still speculating who this could be, but according to the outlet, they have, quote, reason to believe the items were sent by a man who's shown up there several times in the past.
Hey, Kim, pay attention to me. Hi.
TMZ also obtained photos of the ring and Plan B, and although it appears to be a real diamond, the quality is not confirmed.
It's not up to her standards. Not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. Yeah, that's how we do it. This is how we do it. Da-da-da-da-da. Will this video load? This is how we wait for it to load.
Oof, the tea is hot today, you guys. Kanye West and his new rumored romance, supermodel Irina Shayk, were just spotted out together on Ye's birthday, right on the heels of his ex Kim Kardashian and her sisters showing Kanye birthday love on social media.
Hell yeah, bro.
Let's get into everything we know.
Oh, geez.
As fans know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West filed for a divorce back in February after over 6 years of marriage.
I don't think it was really he filed for it. It's more she filed for it.
Two share four children together, but decided to go their separate ways.
It really is bizarre that they have four kids together. Not that it's bad or anything. It's just like, wow, it's a lot of kids.
Which we've been seeing unfold on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I feel like a failure that it's like a third...
Yeah, maybe it's you, not at all. It would never be her problem. Oh, you got your life filmed 24/7? Oh, that's just a way to have a perfect marriage.
I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
But it's been a few months since those episodes were filmed and since Kim and Kanye officially filed for divorce.
Got it.
And now it seems like Kanye has already moved on.
Yep.
Okay, so there were rumors swirling around that Kanye was seeing successful supermodel Irina Shayk, Bradley Cooper's ex and baby mama. And as he...
Two things. Hell yeah, Bradley Cooper and Kanye West are Eskimo brothers. And thank God Kanye West is going out with a successful supermodel. He's not a guy that would go out with a hack supermodel.
Turns out, the two were just spotted together in France on Kanye's 44th birthday.
Wow.
Yes, they were actually spotted together this time, not just speculative rumors. According to TMZ, Kanye and Irina were seen strolling around a luxury hotel, smiling and looking very much like a couple.
With messy hair.
Their sources also confirmed that, quote, they are 100% romantically together.
It's got to be weird for Bradley Cooper. I bet he's listened to a lot of the music, working out, like, yeah, I like me some Kanye West. And then he's like, banging your ex, buddy boy.
But it's unclear how serious they are at this point.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
By the way, Kanye and Irina are not total strangers. They have a professional history together. Irina starred in Kanye's music video for Power all the way back in 2010.
So what he probably did was watch some of his old music videos and was like, who could I bang? Oh yeah, she's pretty good looking.
Then in 2012, Irina also walked in Kanye's fall winter fashion show during Paris.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. The video was going to go on and on to say that Khloe defended him. Oh, thank God. Oh, I was so worried. I bet Kanye is like, oh, thank God Khloe defended me. Now go worry about your hubby that's cheating on you with every girl in Massachusetts. All right. Kim Kardashian details lonely marriage as Kanye unfollows her on social media.
I realized, like, no, I don't want a husband that lives in a completely different state.
Yeah. It really is the end of an era, you guys. In the series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim opened up about her lonely marriage to Kanye West and also got candid about what eventually led to their split.
Got it.
Let's break it down.
Alrighty.
Last night, Keeping
Up... Oh, that's a good sound. This reminds me of the Kardashians for some reason.
Let's break it down.
This sound.
Last night, Keeping Up with the Kardashians came to an end after 20 seasons.
No!
This season, we saw Kourtney and Scott move forward from their past struggles. We saw Khloe discuss her desire to give daughter True a sibling. But what fans have been really waiting for Kim to open up about her divorce from Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Kim officially filed for divorce back in February after the two were married for 6 years. But they both remained pretty tight-lipped about their split.
Yeah! Only thing that's tight.
Until now. We'd seen teasers and Keeping Up trailers that Kim would be discussing their divorce to some extent, but last night, the moment was finally here. In the finale episode, Kim had a heartbreaking and honest discussion with her mom, Kris Jenner, about her future.
Got it.
Kim revealed that she thought she was happy and okay in her relationship with Kanye and could do things his way, but realized she wasn't.
I used to go to everyone, you know, for all the answers and the problems, and it's draining. Yeah. Am I just going to sit here and think, okay, my kids fulfill me?
Alrighty, so it sounds like she's having a good life. 856-49-HOPPY. This is Kate Hudson, and she says that sex is a workout. Woohoo! Glad I got Kate Hudson's approval on that.
If anybody needs me, I'm going to be in my bedroom for a good, I'm going to say hour 20.
Oh, wow.
If he can handle it.
Yep, Kate Hudson.
Yeah, what a cocky person. Oh, if you can handle having sex with me, Kate Hudson. I'm so beautiful, obviously, but I've such a problem in the bedroom. Hopefully you can handle the 80 minutes of me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Kate Hudson just went there. The actress didn't hold back when revealing an R-rated fitness secret, telling her Instagram followers in a cheeky video this week that she just found out that sex counts as a workout in her Weight Watchers program, and boyfriend Danny Fujikawa had better be prepared.
Hell yeah, bro.
According to WW's new Fit App Dip.
Which is weird, by the way. Like, I get that women often think that they're fat when they're not, but like, out of anybody ever to be in Weight Watchers, like Kate Hudson, it's just bizarre.
Addition?
Yeah, got it.
Me having sex for an hour 20 will equal, terrible at math, 20.
You are bad at math.
40, 60.
You're horrendous.
80.
But you're good looking.
6 Fit Points.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. Is Kate Hudson going to get all her fit points? But she did. Oh, she did.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, God. This following segment has been brought to you by Westchaseprinting.com. Not con. If you were to go to .com, it wouldn't work. Page not found. Go to DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Go to West Chase Printing on Instagram and westchaseprinting.com. It is the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. And I'm being a man of my words here. They're going to give you an invoice. And it's going to be an amazing deal. But when you tell them that I sent you, the deal will go from amazing to stupendous, I tell you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
gotta finish.
Liam Hemsworth and Gabriella Brooks have gone public with their romance.
Thank God.
And he even took it to Instagram.
That's when you know it's official.
The Hunger Games actor took to Instagram to share photos of himself, his model, GF, his brother, Chris Hemsworth, along...
Oh, yeah, he's got a brother.
...with his sister-in-law, Elsa.
I wonder if they're Eskimos.
Elsa and Matt Damon's wife, all attending the star-studded Gold Dinner 2021 in Australia.
All right, I suddenly don't care. So he's official with his girlfriend on social media. There's no pressure. Forget love and marriage or having a baby. There's no more pressure you will ever face in life than when you make that official post on Instagram that you're in a relationship because you're trying to word it correctly and it's just very vapid.
Selena Gomez has always been transparent about mental health. And in a new interview, she just opened up about how her own health has been deeply affected by society's impossible beauty standards.
All right, that's all we need to know about that. I hope she finds happiness.
He's a producer. He's a DJ. He's an author. But did you know that DJ Khaled is also a master landscaper?
Oh, wow. That was irritating.
Damn, son! That grass is straighter than Johnny Unitas' crew cut circa 1969!
On his Instagram, he's got a video of him pushing an old-fashioned lawnmower. He's
alrighty, I can't deal with this. So he took a break from his music to mow the lawn. Oh, wow. Riveting news from TMZ. What does it say about me that I played it? 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. People who send sex are more likely to be narcissists. People who enjoy sending saucy messages tend to have a dark personality. Research finds. This is from the Daily Mail. Psychologists surveyed more than 6,000 people in 11 countries, including the U.S. People were asked about their habits of sending sex. Sending sex were linked to two traits, narcissism and sociopathicism. Oh, geez. They researched 11 countries, including Ireland, Italy, Russia, Turkey, and the U.S. I like Turkey. They linked the habit of sending sex to two personality traits, narcissism, sociopathicism, and let me try to pronounce this. Machiavellianism. I totally did that wrong. Machiavellianism. Oh, man, we're going to text for auto coverage. Cool. Machiavellianism is characterized by manipulation and exploitation of others, like every Midwest radio shock jock. A cynical disregard for morality and a focus on self-interest and deception, while narcissism is grandiosity, pride, egotism, and a lack of empathy. Everybody in radio. Until now, the relationship between sending sex and the three classic psychological traits have not been well researched. The research has been done by psychologists at Sapienza University of Rome in Italy. I wonder if Jim went there. Here's what it says. Sexting is an increasingly common phenomenon among adolescents and young adults. Sending sex is weird in the way that it just feels grimy. And like the person that you really send a sex to, how do I say this without sounding insulting? Because this goes for either gender or whatever the hell you identify as. The person that sends a sext and gets really sexual, you're not going to want to bring home the Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to send a sext, but like during my time, oh, my prime on Tinder and Bumble. Never did well on any of the other ones because I'm not paying for a $100 bill. What was that app that, I forgot. I'm so far removed. going on Tinder is literally like just walking by an HPV clinic and just hoping for the best. But literally, whenever I would send a sext back in the day, like it was just kind of, I felt weird. Hey, what do you wear? And what do you, and it was all fine. They would talk to me and I'm just like, oh, this is uncomfortable. I feel like I need to wash my hands. Oh, I have some topics here that I wrote down. Oh, I got some prep. Speaking about sex and love, I love being out and about in public and people hit on my girlfriend. It's hilarious. So last week, me and my girlfriend went out and about. We got a little tipsy. Nothing ridiculous. Nothing insane. But like, we went to a friend's house and we were drinking. We get picked up by this Uber. This guy's like, hey, how are you? It's like a 5-minute Uber, and I swear to God, it felt like 50 years. He's like, so, how long you been in Florida? My girlfriend's talking. Everything. He had no idea that we were both a little tipsy, and we just wanted to go to bed. Like, no disregard for, hey, buddy, I get to have sex today. You don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, hey, so, yeah, totally. I've been doing Uber. He literally was talking as fast as those parents and Peanuts, the teachers. The womp, 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 womp. The dude was like, shut up, dude. Nobody cares. God, he was weird. And then the biggest surprise was that he had a 4.8 on Uber. I was like, oh, yeah, you're telling me a creep like that wouldn't have the best reviews on Uber? It's the funniest thing. It's kind of flattering. It's also a little insulting because they're like, oh, yeah, he's dating her. I can do better. Oh, I can take away his girl. It's just something I noticed. But at the same time, it's like very flattering. I did not mean to press the crooked button when I said flattering. I meant to press the harp. It's very flattering that, like, I have a girlfriend that I was able to manifest who people want to hit on. It's a weird concept. Another weird concept is the people who post maskless. Oh, look at me. I quit wearing my masks going inside. Ugh, I'm sick of wearing it. I want people to see my beautiful frowning in public. But the people, oh, look at me. I'm at Home Depot and I'm not wearing a mask. Look at, cool. The people that take the pictures of not wearing a mask are the same people who buy Magnum condoms thinking they need them. They're the people that are driving Hummers thinking it's necessary. There are the people that love Monster Energy. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to come back. Also, I was going to talk about my hyper cat that's irritating, but I love him and whatever. Really good prep. I was going to compare it to having a baby, but I have a few friends that have kids that are on Snapchat. It's nothing like having a baby. I was going to also talk about the people that tweet at girls in porn and how they have creepy tweets. That would have been a good rant. Not at all. Also, I love these shared accounts on Facebook. You're like, who cheated on who? Mm-hmm. And who's whipped? I would assume the man. And finally, I love the dudes that give out podcast advice and they'll hit you up on LinkedIn. Like, hey, you want some advice on how to get rich in podcasting? And then you're like, yeah, do you want to talk on the phone tomorrow? And they're like, no, you got to go to my seminar. And you're like, oh, okay. I do have 70 downloads, though.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
All righty. Coming up next is some NBA analysis. It's the low-budget version of the NBA music because I can't play it on this show. But this following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. Oh, he's the best in the Bay. RichKBarber.com. You can get a beard trim, a haircut, whatever the hell you need. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to the McDonald's. But here's the deal. You can't just go in to Rich K Barber, Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop, and expect to get a haircut immediately. He books up. He's a pretty big deal. He is at Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. So you got to sign up for an appointment at RichKBarber.com. And then when you sit down in that chair, tell him I sent you. This has also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. AmirAcademy.com for all the info. All right, we're about to end the show, but first, let's talk some NBA.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, we're going to talk so much NBA. It's going to be a party. We're going to be dunking on each other. But first,
his Midwest accent and rants are like endorphins for your workout. You are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi. Time to talk about the NBA. If only I had access to the music. That sounds more like SportsCenter. All right, this is from ProBible.com, the best of the Bibles. TNT's Reggie Miller gets ripped to shreds by NBA fans for bizarrely suggesting the Nets should sit Kevin Durant in Game 6 versus the Bucks. Last night, he had 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, and you had all these sports announcers going, this is his legacy game. This is his legacy game. This is his legacy game. Oh, boy, did he step up to the court. I almost said step up to the plate, so then I switched it around. Oh, boy, did he walk on that court and prove everybody wrong. You have that hack Michael Rappaport, that loser Michael Rappaport, who's a millionaire. Good for him. He's got herpes, allegedly. No, not at all. That's just makeup on his lip. Running his mouth. But then when the lawyers come around, he hides. I'm going to sue Dave Portnoy, but I'm totally going to trash Kevin Durant because I released his DMs and I got a big problem against him. And I'm going to say he's going to do nothing in the playoffs, and then he crushes it. All the Kevin Durant haters, is Kevin Durant likable? Not at all. Is Kevin Durant cool? Likable? Not at all. But he's really good at basketball. But Reggie Miller tweeted something that I am convinced he tweeted for attention. And I think all of these sports analysis, like people like Michael Rappaport really believe the garbage they say. But the people like Reggie Miller tweeting out, I'm just going to throw this out there to see what the response will be. If you're Nash and the Nets, would you sit James Harden and Kevin Durant in Game 6 because of the heavy minutes tonight and put all your chips to the center of the table for Game 7? Yeah, he's just like, how can I get a massive response? Everybody else is tweeting about how great this has been. And I'm going to tweet out something kind of weird. All those guys, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Max Kellerman, that loser, Stephen A. Smith, they all say things to rile you up. And it used to get me mad. God damn it, my cat just yawned. Now I'm going to yawn. I felt good. All these guys run their mouth and they offend you to offend you, and it works. In 2011, 2012, I would fall for the bait and be like, Skip Bayless is the biggest hack ever, not realizing they say these things to get a reaction. Charles Barkley says PC people and anybody trying to cancel him can kiss my ass. Yeah, Charles Barkley is like the most uncancelable person ever. So that's from Bro Bible. He's mad about people that want to cancel him. Remember when he said all the women in San Antonio were fat, and that was the most Charles Barkley moment ever. So you had the Denver Nuggets getting swept by the Phoenix Suns, and the frustrated Jokic ejected after a flagrant foul for hitting Payne, the other player on the Suns, in the face. And these moments is why I was not a fan of Nikola Jokic. There was something about him, I don't know. He was completely irritating. The Denver Nuggets team, including Campazzo, just complete douchebags, very smarmy. They tried to act tough, and then they just get swept out of the playoffs by CP3, by Chris Paul, by the point guard. And we were all supposed to bow down to Nikola Jokic. And go, oh, you were drafted in the second round. You were almost not drafted, and now you're an MVP. We must bow down to your greatness. Oh, God. Thank God the Nuggets are out of there. And then all the fans in the first round when they are booing Carmelo Anthony. Boo! It's been 10 years, but we're living in the past in Denver. Boo! Shut up. I don't know who's the worst. Denver, New York fans, pretty close. That riled me up, man. And then you have Kyrie Irving, who is, he was out last night in the game four that Kevin Durant took over with. And I see all these Celtic fans and all these Cavalier fans going, Kyrie Irving getting hurt. That's karma for him walking on the Celtics logo. But if you were a fan of Kyrie Irving and he walked on the other team's logo, you would have no problem with it. I couldn't believe how soft the Boston fans were for him walking on Lucky's head. Who cares? You're just mad that it didn't really work out. But the fact that you're taking sports that seriously, and the fact that you are saying it's karma, karma will hit you, a buddy, a boy. Oh, what else is going on in the NBA? Ben Simmons picked up a flagrant one for hard foul on John Collins. Ben Simmons might be one of the most bizarre NBA players I have ever seen. The dude is like 6'10". He can play any position he wants, but he never takes the ball to the rack. And then he'll have these occasional games where he goes out for 40 points, and you're like, that's the Ben Simmons we're going to see. I'm not saying I'm rooting for Philadelphia, but there's the moments that Ben Simmons looks masterful. He's perfect. And then there's times that he's sitting on a sideline because Doc Rivers doesn't trust him for a last-second three, and it's like, I find NBA players like Ben Simmons to be fascinating because they got all the talent in the world. Same with Giannis last night in Milwaukee with all his mess-ups. Like, how are you bad at free throws? Why aren't you practicing over and over again? You get this one lifetime. You get this once-in-a-million chance to play in the NBA. Wouldn't you want to be better at that? I'm not one to talk because I wasn't good at sports. I'm just saying it's bizarre. You're like, Ben Simmons, you're tall. Go to the rim. Giannis, why are you doing a fadeaway jump shot on an injured James Harden? Go to the rim. Sometimes I think I take sports too seriously. So here's what I saw. I saw the word Clippers and dominate. So then I almost said Clippinate. Mm-hmm. Clippers dominate first half, even series with Jazz. But now we got a problem here. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving expected to miss game five. May miss series with knee injury. This Los Angeles Clippers team is the most bizarre team I've seen. It's another example, just like the Ben Simmons, Giannis thing. Like, Paul George literally looks like he would be the greatest basketball player ever. And then there's moments that he shows up in the playoffs the last two games, and then there's times he doesn't show up. And now, with Kyrie Irving out, and tonight the game between the Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, and Rudy Gobert is another weird one. You're 7 foot tall. How are you not scoring 40 points in the paint every night? I'm not one to talk. I can't even get a layup. But I'm saying you're 7 foot tall. Dunk the ball. It's like all these centers want to be just grabbing rebounds. They don't want to be Shaq where they're going in the paint and scoring a lot of points. Like, that's why I think we took Shaq for granted. We go, oh, all he does is dunk the ball and get a rebound. But he went hard in the paint. Hakeem Olajuwon did. All these people did. But going back to my point about the Clippers going up against Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, this is all about Paul George right now. With Kawhi Leonard out, Paul George, this is your time to show if you are a superstar or not. The pendulum has completely swung in your favor. Just like the first series against the Mavericks when you guys were down 2-0 and then you guys won the next two, blah, blah, blah. The same thing is going on right now. You were down 0-2 to the Utah Jazz, and now you are tied 2-2. I'm not saying if the Los Angeles Clippers lose Game 5 tonight that the series is over. But if Paul George tonight were to have a Kevin Durant-type game, a legacy game, because he always looks like a bird, or like a deer in the middle of the road, rather. I don't know why I said bird. Where literally, it's like he's nervous. It's like all these players just taking the moment. I don't know if they need some of the Phil Jackson zen, but do something, man. Tonight, everyone last night was like, it's about Kevin Durant's legacy. Tonight is about Paul George's legacy, man. Also, Scott Brooks parted ways with the Washington Wizards. I'm sure he'll get picked up by another average team, and then they'll be ninth or tenth in the division they're in, or the conference, rather. This one's fascinating. This next headline. Is it interesting? Chris Paul reportedly out indefinitely enters COVID health safety protocols. The Western Conference Finals could begin as soon as Sunday, and the Phoenix Suns could be without Chris Paul for the beginning of the series now. He is out indefinitely after he enters NBA COVID corona health and safety protocols. Here are some of the things that they are wondering at Pro Basketball Talk that we all are wondering. Did he test positive for COVID, or was he exposed to somebody who had a positive test? The league mandated quarantine time for a player who is positive is 14 days. Did he get vaccinated? He has not answered that, saying it's a private matter. So that means he was not vaccinated. When will the Western Conference Finals begin, and how much will Paul miss? Here is the thing, I tell you. You don't have to get vaccinated. No one's forcing you to. You get shamed and everybody begs you to get vaccinated. But no one's forcing you to get vaccinated. But when you're Chris Paul, get vaccinated, bro. You know, when you're Chris Paul, like, just get it out of the way. All right. This following show is brought to you by FitzHFitness.com, WestchaseProtein.com, AmirAcademy.com, RichKBarber.com, and TampaBayHotSauce.com. This show is heard on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy, ZRadioLive.com, which is now on the Odyssey app, every Thursday at 5 p.m. on ZRadio Live. We are also on the No Filter Network and NoFilter.net. Go to RyanHobbyRadio.com. It has a list of all the apps we are on. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, MixCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible. There is never a reason not to listen to Hoppy Radio. Listen to Hoppy Hour. At Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram, Ryan Hoppy Radio on Twitter, Hoppy Hour on Facebook, but add me on my fan page, Ryan Hoppy. Just type in Ryan Hoppy. I'll add you as a friend, not a fan page. Snapchat Hoppy Radio. Email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, and you can always leave me a voicemail, and I will play it on there. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Bye!
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that,